Day two of Crufts 2024. Goodness me, it is busy. Lots of people out there enjoying everything to do with dogs. And when I say everything, actually, some things might be new to many people who listen. Are you a blood donor? What about your pet being a blood donor? I'm joined by Pam Tate, who has four dogs who are all blood donors. Tell me about this, Pam.
So we started donating maybe about 12 or 13 years ago. A friend used to do it through Pet Blood Bank UK, and we got involved, and it's just something we've done ever since.
Is it as simple as taking a dog in, hooking it up, giving it a biscuit and letting it the technology do its bit?
Yep, it is. So when the puppies, they need to be a year old, but when the puppies, I take them along and they do training sessions. So the staff take them in, put them on the table, make a huge fuss of them. So they do everything apart from actually donating. And they just make a huge fuss of them, loads of treats, loads of plays. And then when they hit 12 months, they then start donating, and they can go every 8 weeks.
How important is it for dogs to give blood?
It's very important. If dogs don't give blood, then there's no blood for them to receive. I've also been called by my own vet that if there's been an emergency and they've needed blood, one of mine have gone up, they've taken a pint of blood, and it's gone straight into the other dog.
Wow, goodness me. Now, I know there are two different blood types, aren't there?
Yep.
DEA1 positive.
Yep.
And DEA1
negative.
Negative. And yep. Negative is the slightly rarer one, isn't it?
It is, yes. There's not many breeds. Now, I'm not sure of the breeds. There's German Shepherds. There's another couple of breeds that I think are mainly negative. But most breeds are positive, so they do struggle for negative donors.
So what are the restrictions are there on types of dogs? There's a certain age, I think. Is there a weight thing, and whether they've travelled and vaccinated? There must be lots of checks.
Yeah, they need to be vaccinated. I believe they do accept titer tests, so as long as...
Which is what?
Just to show that they've got the antibodies in their blood. So they don't need to be vaccinated, but they might still have the antibodies from old vaccines. Over a year old, so they can donate between 12 months and 8 years old. They retire at 8 years old. Not travelled abroad, over 25 kilos. Once they've done their first donation, the weight restriction then goes down to, I think it's 23.75 kilos, so they do have a slight waiver there. Fit and healthy.
So, essentially, quite big dogs need to do this.
Yes.
25. I mean, a collie is probably about 18, 19
kilos.
So your breed is?
Our German Pointers. They're usually about, my girls are slightly, they're on the bigger end. So 27, 28, 29 kilos my girls tend to sit at.
And do they take a pint like they do with humans? I hope the blood transfusion service doesn't have a go at me. And they used to take a pint, didn't they?
Yeah, they do try and take a pint. They will stop, if they feel it's too slow, they will stop the donation session before they've donated a pint, but it is normally a pint that they'll take.
Is there any effect on the dog post?
Not on mine. Some tend to go maybe a little quiet or sleepy, but no, mine are just as crazy as they are.
What made you start doing this, Pam?
I just thought if it was something that I would need, if my dogs needed a pint of blood, I would not expect somebody to have blood, but if we needed blood, if there's no donors, there's no blood. So just, if my dogs were happy to donate, then why not? And they do, we try and go every 8 weeks to donate.
Dogs are very clever animals. Do you think they're aware of the visit? Not necessarily exactly what's going on.
Mine just enjoy going to the vets. They get spoiled rotten.
It's done at your local vets. That's where it's taken.
Well, Pet Blood Bank do different sessions, so they set up in local vet practices. So it's not actually done by the vet practice. It's the blood bank staff go into different practices. But mine are happy to go in. And we joke that mine will exchange their blood for treats. And they're quite happy to do that.
Excellent. Presumably, you've kept a record of how much blood your dogs have given over the period.
Yeah, I can't remember how many of my older dogs that are no longer with us donated, but Martha, she's just turned four and she's donated 12 pints. And my two youngsters, who are 18 months, they're actually here today, they've donated 3 pints each. And they'll continue to do so. As long as they're fit and healthy and happy to do so, then we'll continue to go.
What would you say to people who are listening and think, that's a good idea, I think my dog qualifies, but are maybe not sure? Because I'm sure there are people who have a little bit of concern.
Yeah, I would say get in touch with Pet Blood Bank, go along for a training session. I never for one minute thought Martha would donate. She is slightly crazy. I never thought for 1 minute she would lie on a table to donate, and she's actually one of my best. And you know, she will lie there and not move until donation's over. If it's something that you would like your dog to get involved with, go along to a session, do a training taster session. You can go as long as many taster sessions as needed, and then they'll take your pint of blood. They will say if they don't think the dog is suitable, they will say they're not going to force a dog to lie still for, you know, up to 5 minutes.
That's how long it takes, 5 minutes.
Yeah. My old dog used to donate in just over 3 minutes, but he was a superstar.
And presumably they must have to shave hair to get
just a small patch on their neck. It's nothing overly noticeable. I suppose if you had a really hairy breed it would be. But yeah, just a small patch on their neck and also on their leg as well. So they run all your blood tests first. They'll do a full screening. So it's good to get a good health test as well, a health check for your dog. But yeah, it's something that I think everybody should be involved in doing it. But
well, it must be really nice to know also that your dogs are making a contribution possibly to the lives of other dogs.
It is, yes. Pet Blood Bank, they post on Facebook and social media success stories that dogs that have received blood. And it's nice to see that dogs that maybe wouldn't have survived without their blood transfusion, that they had, you know, they got a pint of blood or two or three. You know, and they're fit and healthy and well again.
Absolutely. Sounds like a fantastic programme, Pets Blood Bank. I'm sure there's lots of information online that people can get. Forgive the question, are you a blood donor?
I haven't been for a long time. I do go to sessions, but I'm very low in iron and I get sent away every time. So I do try, but not for a while.
You can do it vicariously through your dogs, which is really good.
Yeah.
Pam, an absolute pleasure to see you here at Crufts. You enjoying the show?
We are, yes. We're getting ready to go in and show ourselves. So.
I know you say your daughter, Mia, is showing for the first time.
Mia's showing for the first time. She asked if she could show and there was no reason to say no. So, yes, Mia's showing Beatrice.
She's sat a bit... Well, good luck with that, Mia. She sat next to you with a big smile on her face. I hope you have a lovely day.
Perfect.
Lovely to meet the both of you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.